On Tuesday, South Dakota voters will choose a successor to Bill Janklow to fill the state's only congressional seat. Janklow resigned his seat in January after he was convicted of manslaughter in the aftermath of a fatal car accident. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from what has historically been a strongly Republican state.
In November of 2000, Al Gore got just 38% of the vote here. So you might be surprised to hear some South Dakota Republicans talk like this.
Let me put it this way. I probably won't be voting Republican.
Bob Gard is having coffee and a bite to eat with his friend Nick Larson at Cook's Kitchen, the home of good coffee. That's painted on the plate glass windows looking out on Main Avenue in Brookings. Gard and Larson both are senior citizens, both are lifelong Republicans, and both voted for George W. Bush. But these days, Larson is a little uneasy.
I don't like this Iraq thing. I think that was a bad move. I think our country's got to quit policing the world. I think we've got to start taking care of some of our own affairs and take care of our own people.
These lifelong friends say they're worried about losing their Social Security benefits, losing their Medicare benefits, and having to shell out more and more money for prescription drugs. That's why, Bob Gard says, he's probably going to vote for the Democrat in Tuesday's congressional race, 33-year-old Stephanie Herseth.
Get some young blood in there, some new ideas, get rid of some of these old dyed-in-the-wool curmudgeons. And I'm an old curmudgeon, but...
Are you all good on coffee?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
No, I think we'll do all right. It's nice to have young people in there.
The most recent polls show Herseth with an 11-point lead over her Republican opponent, a 46-year-old former state senator named Larry Dietrich. In some ways, that makes sense. Herseth comes from a well-known political family in South Dakota. Her grandfather was governor, her grandmother was secretary of state, and her father was a state legislator for 20 years. In 2002, Stephanie Herseth ran against Republican Bill Janklow for the House seat and came close to winning. After her defeat, Herseth never really stopped running. And when Janklow's political career came to a stunning end, she found herself in the right place at the right time. But in other ways, her lead is surprising. South Dakota, along with being a Republican state, is an agricultural state. And Republican candidate Larry Dietrich is a working farmer. On this day, Dietrich drops in on Clint Johnson, the owner and president of Milbourne Seeds. At the Milbourne warehouse, a worker is mixing scoops of seeds into a giant paper sack. Johnson complains that a tangle of government taxes and regulations make it very difficult to run his business. Dietrich tells him that's why he would best represent Johnson's interests in Congress.
Certain people bring certain philosophies. Today, we have 146 attorneys in Congress. We have 16 farmers and ranchers. Yeah. You know, we have a choice in this state on June 1st of making that 17 farmers and ranchers or 147 attorneys.
Right.
They're bright folks, there's no doubt about that, but you tend to take care of your own.
Right.
The attorney Dietrich refers to, of course, is Stephanie Herseth. Down in a Sioux Falls park, it's a chilly 40 degrees as Herseth supporters gather around an old 1920s stucco band shell. A bluegrass band warms the crowd. Tonight's rally features both of South Dakota's senators, Tom Daschle and Tim Johnson, both Democrats. Herseth tells the crowd that having all three members of Congress from the same party would be an asset.
I think that in all the years that Tim and Tom have served in Washington, that they finally deserve a counterpart in the U.S. House that's going to work with them to get things done.
It's only now, in the last days before the special election, that Herseth is campaigning with Daschle and Johnson. She's worked hard to create a nonpartisan, even conservative image. She supports the Iraq War and the Patriot Act, and she also wants to make certain tax cuts permanent. Her clear positions and her clean campaign have won her the endorsement of the state's top daily paper, the Argus Leader. That win is even sweeter, since the paper endorsed Republican Bill Janklow last time out.
It was great to open the Argus Leader this morning. It was great to open the Argus Leader this morning. And to see reflected what I've tried to communicate to every voter in South Dakota, that I believe voters in South Dakota, the independent-minded folks that we are, the ticket splitters that we are, deserve an independent voice in the U.S. House of Representatives.
But all this doesn't change the D behind Herseth's name. And if she wins this Tuesday's election, all three of South Dakota's congressional representatives will be Democrats. That would be an odd situation for such a firmly Republican state, and a precedent that the National Democratic Party would like to set. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.
It didn't say nothing. That side was made.